Hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Would you mind helping us out, sir, with a quick survey?
Sure. I can listen. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate this, okay? Okay, let's get started. Here. So first question would be, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably vote, not vote?
The chances are high that I will vote.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The chances are high that I will vote.
Okay. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of the above.
Okay. And would you mind asking what is your race, sir?
African American, Black American.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. And would you mind giving us your age?
56.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first issue is eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating what?
Food deserts.
0.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you, sir. Next, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
It's staying about the same.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two. Okay, so these are the selections. First, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Second one, marijuana and other cannabis products. Third one, vaping. Fourth one, cigarettes. Fifth one, alcohol. Sixth one, opioids and fentanyl. Seventh one, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Okay, I heard the drugs. Ask me a question again.
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? And you can select up to two.
Go. One more time.
Okay.
Read the choices again, please.
Sure. The first choice is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Second choice, marijuana and other cannabis products. Third choice, vaping. Fourth choice, cigarettes. Fifth choice, alcohol. Sixth choice, opioids and fentanyl. Seventh choice, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
The last two choices, I believe.
Okay, thank
you,
sir.
The ones, yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I do agree, yeah.
And you, would you say you strongly agree or you somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with that product. So we have three products here. The first product is heat not burn tobacco products.
What is the first one? Say it again.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, so not familiar. Oral nicotine pouches.
Yeah, I'm highly familiar.
Okay. And the third one, e-cigarettes or vapes?
Highly familiar.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in every 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. And here's the question. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? And we have 4 reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4 reasons. The first reason, cost of smoking has gone up. Second reason, more government restrictions and bans. Third reason, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. And fourth reason, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes and the market.
That's a tough one to answer.
I don't want to say the price, the fact that it's going up so high.
But you think that might be it?
And smoking cessation programs as well.
Okay, right here you have to choose one. Which one do you lean towards the most?
Price, the fact that it's going up.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, I'd like to read to you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the 2 statements do you agree with more. First statement, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. The second statement, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. So which one do you agree with more, the first or the second?
The second.
The second. Thank you so much.
The second. Yeah.
Okay. And moving on, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More or less?
Yes.
I think it's the same, so I would probably say more. I'd probably say more.
So you're probably
underestimating more. My answer is more. Yes.
Okay, so you probably say somewhat more, right? Not much more.
More, and it's more. Yes, and it's more because people are underestimating it. So therefore, it's more likely to be abused because it's underestimated. So yes, it's more. More
okay.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? This is the first statement. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using other drugs like naloxone or Narcan. These drugs don't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives than adults who smoke could be using. And we should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. So between a 0 and a 10.
Between a 0 and a 10, I would probably say a 7, 8, 8.
An 8? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
This is the next statement. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Okay.
So between a 0 and a 10, 0, you do not agree with the statement, a 5, you somewhat agree, and a 10, you strongly agree.
8.
8
oh,
again?
10 then.
A 10. Okay.
8, somewhere in the middle. Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay. And the last statement here, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
And it's my level of agreement?
Yes.
10.
Thank you. Okay, so now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community? Do you agree or we disagree?
Too long. Like it's, ask again. The question was so long. You kind of I lost track of it.
I know. All right. So here we go again. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I'm in the middle on that. I somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat non-burn tobacco products? Yes or no?
No. You could just, it's no across the board. If any of that, if all of them are examples of smoking, it's a no across the board. I don't smoke, never have, never use tobacco, nicotine, okay. Chewing tobacco. I don't even smoke weed. So you could just no across the board.
Okay, thank you, sir. And these last questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school diploma, some college graduate, postgraduate, master's?
College graduate.
Thank you, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do.
Thank you.
Eight.
Oh, did you say eight?
I did, because that's the next question.
No. We don't. No, we just, if that's a question, the question is if you do, and not how many.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy? Upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'm middle class.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live rural.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No, I do not.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent, or something else?
Probably a Democrat.
And would you say a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Not-so-strong Democrat.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or somebody else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, sir. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have yourself a great night, okay?
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.